In this session of the Entrepreneur Foundation, we're going to take the form that you've downloaded and recognizing that it's very simple, that it's the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats analysis, SWOT analysis, that I'm sure you've seen many, many times, but probably in the last 12 months have not used within your business. And as we look at redesigning, restructuring, rebuilding your business into an exceptional purpose-driven business, we're going to have to do that right now. Otherwise, we're operating on information from way back in the past that has no relevance to what you're going to try and do in the next 12 months. So, first of all, you're looking at the form and you're looking at the S of the SWOT analysis. And here we're looking at the strengths. And what this whole four quadrant matrix does is look at two things. It asks the question, what things do you have influence over? What things do you have influence over? And it asks a second question, what areas external to you are creating forces on your business, where frankly you don't have influence over them, but you do have influence over things going on within the business? So what can you influence, and what external pressures and forces are impressing themselves upon you? So those two questions are what the SWOT analysis addresses. You may not have recognized that in the past, but that's what's going on. So let's look at strengths. Let's look at that first. Now I'm going to ask you to engage with the form that you've downloaded from the previous session. And the first question, as we've said, is strengths. And this is, what is your consummately effective genius and skill? What are you brilliant at? And how does that influence the way your business runs? So I want you to have a look at the question under strengths and write down your response now. Now that you've written down what you perceive as your strengths, and you need to include in that your above average capabilities, the wisdom that you've gained, the highly developed professional technical skills that you've honed, which in your view is better than the competition directly around you or directly affecting your market, I'm going to challenge all that. I'm going to ask you to write down some further points around your strengths. Here are the questions that you need to think through in simply writing down, I am strong at. How do you know that your strengths are better than your competition? Who told you that? Just jot down your answer to that now. In addressing your strengths, you've got to think about your strengths outside of the vacuum. You're not operating a world by yourself. There is masses of competition around you, even if you don't recognize who they are and what they're doing. So looking at your strengths, how do you know for sure? How do you prove? Who told you that your strengths were strengths when compared to the competition? Who told you that? Next, what do your clients feel about your strengths? You may feel they're important. You may feel they're wonderful. You may feel they're at genius level, maybe in comparison to your competition. If you have proof about that, or are you just assuming that? But the question is, what do your clients feel about your strengths? Do they care? Are they that bothered? Are they that enamored by them? And if you answer that question honestly, the question that must follow is, who told you that? How do you know that for sure? Write down your comments to that question now. Continuing on this point about strengths, here's another question. I've asked you to prove that your clients are impressed by your strengths. And the question underlying that is, okay, you're strong at that, so what? And I'm hoping you have written proof about that. But here's another question. You're probably still building your business. If you aren't, then there's probably not a lot of purpose in this 12-month business transformation program that you're undertaking. So the business is probably still growing or replacing weaknesses with better quality clients and better business strengths. So if you're still growing and if you're still inviting and attracting clients towards you, you're clearly looking at a target market with prospective clients. How do they feel about your strengths? Are they impressed? And how do you know that? What proof do you have of surveying the external market, your prospective clients, that your strengths are more than a so what to them? And that's going to be critical if you're going to attract quality clients. So write down your comments to that question. How do you know that your strengths are strengths in the eyes of your prospective clients? Write that down now. As we conclude this particular session about strengths, you may be asking, well, why bother with this time and energy in analysing my strengths? Well, the answer is simply that so you can focus more of your time and your energy and resources on honing and expanding your strengths. You don't want to spend a lot of time on your weaknesses, you then just become mediocre at everything. But if you can magnify your strengths and make them even more powerful, then that's worth finding out, what are they? Are they important to my clients? Are they really that important? Are people bothered outside there to my prospective clients? If they are, then why don't I spend more time, strength, energy, resources, money in magnifying those strengths so that they become even more attractive to the existing and outside world?